Welcome to Self Hypnosis for Healing. I'm Elizabeth Catherine, and I'm your host on this epic journey that we're going to take into the depths of your own mind. So in this podcast, we're going to be doing two things. The first part is going to be a little bit of information about either hypnosis, hypnotherapy, or on the subject that we're studying. And there's a few reasons why we do this. The first reason is because it builds trust. The more trust you have for your hypnotherapist, the deeper you'll be able to go and the more of an effect your experience will have on creating new beliefs. The second is because information supports belief. So the more information you have about the belief and how it works and how we're going to change that belief, the more you will believe you will be able to do it. So listen, get as much information as you can. The way hypnotherapy works is really similar to the way the placebo effect works. And I'm going to explain a little bit about the placebo effect right now because I think people don't quite understand how it works. And it's just really interesting and really cool. And this is some of how we're able to create such change in our lives using the power of our own minds and hypnotherapy. Say you have a headache and you take that placebo pill for the headache, but you really believe that placebo is going to cure your headache. It's not, when it does cure your headache, it doesn't just mean that the headache was just all in your head, which I think a lot of people think that that's what the placebo effect means, is that it was just all in our head. But what's actually happening is your mind is sending the signals to your nervous system to create the chemicals that are going to make that headache go away. So your cortisol will lower, your serotonin will get higher, whatever relaxing hormones, whatever it is that your mind needs to relax and get rid of that headache, that's why it works. It doesn't work for everything. There are some things it has a greater effect on than others, and they're still really figuring all of that out, and it's really some cool stuff. So hypnotherapy kind of works with the same idea. We're changing our belief, and that changes everything. Our entire nervous systems can change just on our belief that it can change. And it's not just that we're creating this belief and it means that we were like cowards before or we couldn't figure it out before or something like that. Changing the actual belief is changing your actual nervous system response. It's really cool. We'll talk about it in other episodes too, but there's more about the placebo effect and how it works with your nervous system that I'm learning about, and it's really cool stuff. So in hypnotherapy, it's very similar to the placebo effect in the fact that we're working with belief, we're changing belief, and we're allowing our nervous system to correct itself according to our new belief. So all we got to do is change our belief, and our nervous system does the rest for us. So we work with a couple different things in hypnotherapy. We work with suggestibility, which is essentially how readily your mind takes suggestions that we are implanting into it. So if we're implanting a suggestion for weight loss, then if you have a high suggestibility, it might take effect right away. If you have a low suggestibility, it just means that you might need to listen a couple extra times and work on trust and watch some videos, gather information, use a little bit more of your left brain type information to really solidify that belief. But it's a quick test we can do for suggestibility, and I'm going to do it with you real quick now. So close your eyes, and you don't have to get into a deeply relaxed state or anything. Just close your eyes. And now imagine that you've got a lemon. It's a beautiful, bright, plump lemon. And you have a cutting board and a knife. So you put that lemon down on the cutting board and just slice down the middle of the lemon, feeling the way that the knife feels as it goes through the lemon all the way down until it hits the cutting board. Flip the lemon on its side and cut it again. And maybe you've got some of the juices are coming out of the lemon now as you cut down and thunk down to the bottom of the cutting board. And then just cut it one more time, making a nice wedge for yourself. And I just want you to pick up that lemon wedge and take a look at it. And just noticing how it looks so juicy and seeing all the pulp and the beautiful bright color of it. And you can smell the lemon even. Smelling like lemon. And then just take a bite of that lemon. Feeling the juice, you know, down into your throat. And now just let me know if you felt a little saliva starting. So you can open your eyes. And if you felt like your saliva glands were starting to, you know, go, that means you were very suggestible. If you didn't, it just means you might be less suggestible and you might need to practice a little bit more than your more suggestible classmates. So suggestibility is one thing. And then we also work within the deeper hypnagogic states, like the delta and theta states, which are the states that bring you deeper and deeper, closer to sleep. And so there's something really cool that happens in these states. So where when you're awake, you're gathering new information and you're having experiences. And then when you're asleep, you're processing that information. There's actually studies done where people, they've learned that when you have like a traumatic experience or a super heightened emotional experience, so either really good or really bad, you're going to form new neural pathways in your brain, but that's not going to happen until you're asleep. So essentially what's happening is, and there's all these other cool studies on study habits and sleep and all the different things, the way that we process information while we're sleeping, you know, how you, if you study something right before you go to sleep and then you go to sleep and you wake up and you've actually solidified the material a little bit better. So we're taking advantage of this place in the middle where you still have a your conscious mind is still awake, but you've got all of these other benefits that come along with sleep as far as processing and experiencing information. So we're kind of using this really amazing state of consciousness between awake and asleep to help you have experiences and process information at the same time that are controlled by your waking mind. Because even though I'm guiding you in the hypnosis session, your mind actually will not accept a suggestion that it does not believe in. So if I told you you're going to wake up and you're going to be a chicken, you're not going to wake up and be a chicken because your mind will not accept that suggestion. So you're making the choice about what the new suggestions are, even though I'm guiding you in those choices. So they've also learned that things that happen to you in these deeper states are as real to your nervous system as the things that happen when you're awake, or sometimes in some cases even more real to your nervous system. Like, have you ever had a dream where you wake up and you're still annoyed with the person that you were dreaming about, or you wake up and you feel really, really, really good? Actually, we're going to be doing the next episode is going to be about sleep, and we're going to do some sleep with intention and also try and create some of those more euphoric sleep states so that we can wake up feeling really good. But so this is a real thing, and this is why in these states what we experience is so powerful, and we can actually control what we're experiencing in these states. So we're going to take advantage of that and create some really nice, loving, accepting experiences where you feel really loved and accepted and at peace and at one with everything. You come out of this hypnosis session, all of them. So even if we're working on back pain or weight loss or organization, whatever it is that we're working on that day, we're still going to have a lot of suggestions in there to feel loved and accepted and at peace. So no matter what we're working on, we're going to come out of it feeling really, really positive. And hopefully, if you keep up and do these hypnosis sessions at least 3 times a week, you're going to start to really see a positive change in your life overall. You'll feel really positive and accepted and so full of confidence. You're just going to glow. Honey, I'm telling you, you're going to glow. Okay, so this first episode is on universal love. And not only universal love, we're going to explore not only in the ways of how we are all connected and how one positive effect you have on someone else can then turn into a positive effect on someone that they come in contact to, and then someone that they come in. You could just never see the end of one positive experience with someone. You could possibly never see the end of that chain. Similar with a negative experience. And so we're all connected, right, in that way. But then also in the way that we are all one wave in the same ocean. We are all one soul connected to all the other souls in the universe. That's at least what I believe. So also moving away from the self-centered outlook on life to a more unified and compassionate outlook from the point of view that we are all one. So you should come out of this feeling very loved and accepted and just really positive and peaceful. So if you like this podcast or this hypnosis session and you'd like to download it, it's a great way to support us and keep us up and running. You can do that on my website for a very small fee. On my website, you can also subscribe to my newsletter, and by doing so, you will get a free past life regression session. And also subscribe to YouTube. That's a great free way to support us and keep us going. Like, comment, share. I'm really trying to get to that 500 followers so that I can be more in charge of what happens on my page and where my commercials go and things like that. Also, follow us on Instagram and TikTok. We'll be doing some videos there for, they kind of would go along with what we're doing here. It's daily affirmations, and each day we'll do a different affirmation, and a lot of those are actually designed to trigger memories of what we're doing in these sessions. So to keep you connected and keep you checking in even when you're not in a session. So that's it. So we're going to get started on this first session on universal love. So sit back and relax. Put some headphones on. Don't be silly. Don't drive. Don't operate any heavy machinery. I have to say that. I don't know who does it during a hypnosis session, but don't do that. And headphones are always best, but if you can't, you'll still go nice and deep. Okay.